Chevra, it's a schuss to be together. Our entire together. I want to give a special Akar Satov before we begin. He's in the bias tonight. You know, this shir, which has been a special, special shir, a very special shir for the past 12 years. Almost every single Thursday night, the only times we've ever missed is if I was away, and then generally would be in Eretz Yisrael. No matter what is going on, it's been a very, very, very special shir. Even one time when I thought it'd be in Eretz Yisrael on a Thursday night, we ended up having shir, which was a whole ma'isa, which was crazy. So it's been very special, and it's amazing over the years, different chevra, how the shir turns over. As different chevra grow and get married and start families, and Baruch Hashem, it's always been a very special kesher that I have with Talmidim this year, and something I look forward to personally every single week. Emes, every single week, Baruch Hashem, I have the schus to share Torah every single day in different shiurim and with different Talmidim. But this year, at this time at night, in Achana for Shabbos, and guys who really want Torah and really want deep Torah and really want to be giving of their time in the time of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah. But the shir started January of 2007. January of 2007. It's before some of you guys are born. I don't know. No, I'm not that
soon.
January of 2007, by two Talmidim. Started a little chabura. There were two Talmidim of mine came back from their years learning in Eretz Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, serious B'nai Torah, and they wanted a little extra learning and something, a little extra chizik, and they asked me, can we learn together on Thursday nights? Started, I think it was every other week at first, it wasn't even every week. Avi Yanjurian and Sami Salman Zara. These two very chashuv Talmidim. And it's amazing to think what schusim they have. What schusim they have of how much Torah was learned because of them. And then with the eventually going on to YU Torah, and how many people are able to listen and to grow from Torah. But these told me they wanted to start, and then their chevra, as more guys came back their age, it got a little bit bigger of their chevra. If I start naming all the guys with the years, we'll be here all night, won't get to share. So, but Emes, why am I saying that tonight? Because I was thinking about it a lot, because Avi Zanjurian, who lives now in Fairlawn, the beautiful mishpacha, he was here tonight. He was in the house as he had to be out here for something, and he came over. He was over for a while. It was beautiful. It was wonderful having him back. But back on a Thursday night, I tried to convince him he has to be at shir and tell his wife he'll sleep over. He used to sleep over once in a while, you know. Tell his wife he'll sleep over here and come back in the morning and go to work. But couldn't get him. But Emes is, it was just thinking about how him and his friend, they decided they want to learn a little bit and what that turned into. And each and every one of us has to know we have to start small in different ways, and whatever whether it's learning, whether it's chesed, whether it's in our tefillos, and just put in Mesiras Nefesh, and you'll see tremendous hatzlacha, tremendous yat d'shmaya. I want to just give him tremendous hakar zatov, because so much of who I've become over the years has been due to this year as well, and the chizuk I get from this year. And preparing for this year. So just words of Akar Satov as we begin tonight. Baruch Hashem, Mitalmida Yoser Mikulam. So you know, the MS is each and every one of us, over the last few weeks, has been weeks, sadly, for the Jewish nation and the country that we live in, at times of serious, serious tsaros. Serious suffering, difficulties, terror that we've seen. And then again, even yesterday, last night, in our country. And there have been others, all of us know, there have been many very difficult tragedies in Klal Yisrael over the last few weeks, and families of young people. There's a young man, a tzaddik, who was killed today just walking across the street by Farakway, by Lawrence. Two children left as orphans. Terrible tragedies. And every single one of us that's learning and listening and understanding, there's no question, it can't be that Mashiach and Geula is not on our minds. To focus on wanting and yearning for Beis HaMikdash and for Mashiach, for a time when finally this will all come to an end. After all the pain and the tears and trying to be mechazik ourselves, there has to be, each and every one of us, a strengthened focus on Geula, on true Geula, on Mashiach, on real time of shalom and simcha and bracha, and not have to worry about the tragedies of the world. And the emes is, it's a beferish Rambam, we all know that not only do we have to believe in Mashiach and believe in Geula, but we have to yearn for it. The Rambam says, if you've never read this Rambam inside, pull it out. In Hilchos Malachim, Perach Yir Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Listen to his words. V'chol mi sheino mamin bo. He's talking about, I'm not reading the whole Rambam, I could have read, but he's talking about Melech Mashiach that's going to come and binyan Beis HaMikdash and Kibbutz Galios, right? That's how he starts. HaMelech HaMashiach Asid Lamur U'lahachzir Malchus David L'yashana L'memshala HaRishona. That Melech Mashiach will come in the future and bring Malchus David back to its rulership. Abonei HaMikdash and build Beis HaMikdash U'mekabes Nidchei Yisrael, right? Makriven Karbonos and Shemitah and Yovel V'chol mi sheino mambo. Anyone who doesn't believe in that, listen to his next words. Not just you don't believe in it. We all believe. Everybody here believes. That's easy. Again, for some it's not, but everybody in this room, I know it is. But listen to the next words. Oh, mishenu mechake libiyaso. Listen to what the Rambam says. Not only someone who doesn't believe. She said, I believe, I'm good. Somebody who's not yearning, waiting for the coming of Mashiach. Lo bishar neviim b'vadu kofer. Not only are you kofer in the neviim, ela b'toyro b'moshe Rabbeinu. You're a kofer in the Torah and a kofer in Moshe Rabbeinu. You hear this? If what? He didn't just say if you don't believe. If you're eino mechake libiyaso. If you're not yearning for binyan beis hamikdash daily. Yes, we daven. In our tefillos, if you pay attention to the words, we say the words, but are those just words being said? Are we feeling it? Are we yearning for it? Are we davening for Mashiach, for Geula? And if you really are yearning for it, that means that each and every one of us is going to do something about that. If you, it's something you really yearn for, that you really want, you don't just want it and yearn for it and think about it. You do something about it. If a person yearns and wants to make parnasa, you don't just, you know, sit and do a spaidus about making parnasa. You go and you get a job. You go. That's why many of you are in college and taking and looking to get a degree. And then you can have, and you speak to people and you find a job that you could put a shtadlus into that which you're yearning for. If you're yearning at a time in your life when it's the right time to get married, so you don't just. In your yes, tefillah is a very big part of it. Vada tefillah is a very big part. If you didn't listen yet, if you want to listen, I gave a shiur to women last week, dating with the Muna. And the whole second half of the shiur is about davening. There's no question davening is a big part. But you also, if you're going to only daven and not call someone in shadchan and let people know you're dating and put a little ishtadlus in it, and then someone's going to call you, oh, I have this girl for you, oh, she sounds wonderful, she's beautiful, wonderful. You want to go out with a date? No. I'm just davening for it. Like you have to put the shtadlus. You actually have to date. You know that's part of the game. Is you actually have to date. So when it comes to bias mashiach, if you're mechake libiyaso, it means vada you're davening for it. But more than that, if there's something I could do, I'm going to do it. If there's a shtadlus that should be done, I'm going to do it. What should be our shtadlus for binyan beis hamikdash? For Mashiach and Kena, what should our shtadlus be? So there's a famous Gemara in Nedarim. We've said it before. We've learned it before. We've all learned it before. But we have to chazer it tonight. The Gemara is discussing why was there Korban Beis HaMikdash? Ravina Oimer, Sha'e, Daf Pei Aleph Malf in Nedarim, if you've never learned it inside. Very famous. You've all heard it outside if you haven't learned it inside. She'ein mevarech mitarit chila. We didn't say birchas haTorah. The Gemara goes through the Chachamim, the Nevim, they didn't understand. The Chachamim and Nevim didn't know why there was Korban Beis Hamikdash. At Shapir Shu Hakadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu explained, and Vayomer Hashem al'az v'mes Torasi. You've left, and we'll get back to this, Torasi. Now you've left Torah. You've left Torasi. You've left my Torah. And what does it mean? What does it mean you left my Torah? You didn't say Birchas Torah. And everybody asks, it's such a strange Gemara. Really? Really? Because we didn't say Birchas Torah, destruction of Beis HaMikdash, Golus. Really? This is a very famous Ran. One of the most famous Rans in Shas. If anyone says, tell me a Ran, you know this Ran. Tell me a second run? I don't know, but I know this run. This run we know. And the Ran said something unbelievable. What does it mean, Shlo Baruch Hu Torah Tchila? Very famous Ran. Vade oiskin hayu b'Torah tamid. Ulefichach hayu chachamim neviim. Tameim ha'ma'av d'oret. They were learning Torah. And that's why the Nevi'im and Chacham didn't understand ha'ma'av d'oret. Why was there Churban Beit HaMikdash? At Shepurshu Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo, until Kadosh Baruch Hu B'chvayit Ba'atzmo explained, Shehu Yodea Ma'am Ke'alev, he knew in the depth of our hearts, Shaloi Mavarach Matar Tchila, that we weren't saying Berachah. What do you mean? He knew, he had to know in our depth of our hearts that we weren't saying Berachah Torah? I can tell you if someone didn't say Berachah Torah. Klomer means to say, listen to what it meant. What did it mean we weren't saying Berachah Torah? And I'm sure a lot of us have learned before that to remember this Ran every moment of our lives. The Torah wasn't very chashuv in their eyes. It needs a bracha. They weren't learning Torah l'shma. Well, you have to understand tonight what that means. What were they learning? If not l'shma, what was it? Therefore, they made light of the bracha. And that's what it means. So the Torah wasn't chashuv. Torah wasn't chashuv to them. They were learning, but not, they didn't understand chashivas of Torah. They didn't understand it's Torah Hashem. They didn't understand what they were learning. They were learning to get knowledge, even to get halachic knowledge. But they were missing something. They were missing something. You know, I saw from Rav Zilberstein, he brings down that they once asked Rav Yashiv Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu if they need to say Birchas HaTorah. People asked if they need to say Birchas HaTorah when teaching soldiers Torah just to know the wisdom of Torah. In the army, they have different programs and different learning, and here they were learning on just Chochmas HaTorah. And Rav Yashiv said, if you're learning just for wisdom of Torah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and there's no need for a bracha. There's no need for a bracha. Which is mantra what the Ran saying. They were right. The way they were learning, there was no need for bracha. Thus is not Torah. This is not the Torah that we're supposed to be learning. Torah is not just intellectual pursuit. Torah is not just wisdom like other wisdom of the Ummah Sa'ilam. And that's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says. That's why they didn't say the bracha. Is it so hard to say the bracha? He says, is it really so hard to say Birchas HaTorah? Like, why would they not say Birchas HaTorah? They didn't say Birchas HaTorah because they didn't even need to make a Birchas HaTorah. Because they weren't learning Torah the way it's supposed to be learned, that you need even a bracha. In fact, they thought it was all just the only learning they were doing was either for intellect or hachana to do a mitzvah. So you know what mitzvah to do. Which is one level of learning, but not the learning that the chashiva shel Torah. And we know that Allah is by hachana for mitzvah, by hechsher mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. No mitzvah. There's no bracha to hechsher mitzvah. Says no bracha. The lacking of Birchas Torah is a lack of chashiva Torah, a lack of learning lishma. We have to understand what this learning lishma really should be. Before we even move on to understand this deeper. Because if we understand this deeper, we'll understand our avodah in bringing Mashiach, in bringing Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Obviously, to learn properly, to learn Lishma with a Birchas HaTorah, but what is that exactly? So first of all, it's very hard even to understand this Gemara at all. In light of the famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Testament Beis, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Testament Beis says, and you all know this Gemara as well, even if you didn't know it's in Yuma, Testament Beis, and you learned this when you were a very small child, that says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the first Beis HaMikdash, and this is talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. Why was it destroyed? The big three, Gila Raish, Vichadam, and Avodah Zarah, the big three. Right? You all know that. So what was so hard for Chachamim and Nevi'im to understand? Chachamim and Nevi'im couldn't understand. Why is Korban Beis HaMikdash? What do you mean? The Gemara in Tainis tells us they were involved in Gilei Arayis, they're involved in murder, they're involved in Avodah Zarah. It's so hard to understand why the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. And then what kind of answer is that? Shalom Baruch Hu Tachur Tertchila? Because they didn't make Birchas HaTorah? What do you mean? The Gemara in Tainis on Daf Tes and Beis. The big three, man. Shalom Baruch Hu Tachur Tchila. What's going on? What's going on? So there's a Gemara in Sota. You all have also learned, which is Chazering tonight. But putting it together maybe in a different way. The Gemara in Sota, Daf Chav Aleph. I'm an Aleph. And the Gemara in Sota there says, Vos?
Yeah.
The Gemara in Sota tells us that Torah is Magin Lanu. Torah is so Magin Lanu is not just for Reb Shimon on Lag B'Omer. Torah is Magin Lanu. Not just Torah. Vada, the Torah of Shimon is Magin Lanu. Torah is Vada, but the Gemara tells us Sota Chav Aleph that all Torah is Magin Lanu. Magin Lanu protects us, and if you look in Rashi there, it protects us both Begashmi and Beruchni. Protects us from the Yetzirah, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. And protects me physically from any type of Churban. This is what happened. Listen, I've seen it, I've seen this explained in many, many ways. I saw this again, the last time I saw it was over the summer, I was learning the Sefer. Ohel Moshe Rav Scheinerman from Flatbush has a tremendous sefer, a tremendous Torah. He says as follows: V'adi the Chacham and Nevi'im saw that we're involved in Gilei Arayis, V'chadam and Avodah Zarah, but we were also learning. And no matter what's going on, if you're learning, what's pshat? Because Torah's a magin lanu. How could it have been that the Torah didn't protect us and allow, what they didn't understand is why didn't the Torah protect us from doing all these averos? And why didn't the Torah protect us from the Churban? I mean, Echanami, but Torah's Magin Lanu, the Gemara says. Magne Omatzle. It protects us and it saves us. And we were learning, as the Ran said. Aber Teretz Shal Baruch Hu Tartchila. I mean, the Torah, why the Torah didn't protect us not to fall into the lowest of lows of immorality and then deserve Churban was because it was a Torah b'li chashivas a Torah. It was a Torah on an intellectual level. It was a Torah because I feel I have to learn, but I don't enjoy the learning. I'm not connecting to the learning. I don't see the Rabbeinu Shalom in the learning. That type of Torah doesn't protect us. The Torah, that's a chashivas Torah. The Torah of Torah C, right? It says, Al Azazim Torah C, when you realize it's my Torah. When you're learning Torah and you realize I'm giving the Rebbeinu Shalom a big hug every time I learn Torah. You're giving Torah to be close to Hashem. You're learning Torah as Nevi Chaim says, and I realize I'm having a chavrusa with God. I'm literally learning with Hashem. And I realize there's nothing more precious in the world. Yikari b'pnimim. There's nothing sweeter, more pleasant, more beautiful in the world than Torah. And you learn for the sake of learning. You learn Lishma. To learn and connect to the most special thing in the world. Yes, it might also bring me to learn how to act. It might also teach me Chachma. But I'm learning to learn Torah. I'm learning to learn Torah C, Torah Hashem. That's the Torah that will protect us. That's the Torah that will ensure we don't fall into the lowest of lows in society that we live in, which is so dangerous. We live in such an immoral, unethical society. You can't even open your eyes. I don't mean you can't. When I say you can't open your eyes, I'm not even talking about Shemir Zanayim and pornography and these and yonim. I say you can't open your eyes to even take in anything that's going on in the world around us, which is so sheker. Shem Yirachim, the value system of the world we live in and what's important to people in all the wrong places. How are we mugging lanu in this? Only if I'm learning Torah, but not just learning Torah, saying so, but I have a chavrusa. But if it's just because I'm doing it to be yoytze zayin, to check it off my list that I learned today, I'm doing it for some, or I'm doing it because I want chachma, I'm doing it just as hachana to do a mitzvah, this is not the Torah that's going to protect us. That's not the Torah of birchas haTorah. It's not the Torah that the world is dependent on. The whole world is dependent on Torah, right? We know yoyim hashishi. Why yoyim hashishi v'yichul ha'shamayim v'aretz? What's Chazal teach us? Why it should be yoyim hashishi, what's the 6th day? Talking about Vav Sivan. Kabbalah's door, because the world was created out tanoi on the condition that there's going to be a Kabbalah's a Torah and there'll be Torah in the world. Otherwise it would have been Yachzer l'tovavo. That's the Torah that we need. We need Chashiv Torah. We need Torah that I'm in love with. And if I'm not feeling it, then I have to do something about that. Maybe we're not learning the type of Torah that's talking to my particular heart. Maybe I have to open up to different types of Torah that I'm not seeing, that I'm not connecting to. Maybe I have to learn a little differently. Maybe I need a new chavrusa. I should be in love with my Torah. I should see the chashivas of Torah. That's Torah samagin lanu. Magne umatzle. That will rebuild Beis HaMikdash. That will bring gula. And this is what each and every one of us needs to be involved in. That's the secret. That's the secret, because everything, there are many, many other reasons, of course. And there's Gemaras, how many numerous Gemaras of why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But in the end of the day, and this is what this Gemara is teaching us in the Dharm, in the end of the day, if we were learning the proper Torah, Torah Lishma, it would have protected us. So that's where I have to look at. That's the root. That's my Avodah. To learn Torah Lishma. So listen to this Kliyakar, Chevra. I saw this Kliyakar. I want the Chevra to understand something. Because Emes is everything we said until Nes Chazar, right? We've said this over at this table many times. I've said all these Torahs. Maybe not in this exact way. You've all learned this from other people. And you'll know it. Again, as the Mesil Shasharim says in the Akdama, doesn't mean we don't need Chazara, and the things we know most is what we need to learn again and again to make sure I'm not just knowing it in my mind, but living it. This Torah, you know, it's very hard to do this. Very often I try to do it and I can't do it. This Torah I learned over the summer, what I'm about to share, in the Sefer Oil Moshe Rav Scheinerman. And when I saw it over the summer, I said, Mamish, I got up and Mamish was dancing. It was like just something. No, MS. Okay, you could ask the fish in the lake I was learning next to. I don't know, I don't know any other Aiden, but Lemaisa, I'll tell you how much I loved it. I put it, I didn't even know how this worked. But I went into my phone. I don't know how I figured out how to do this, even without my son teaching me. But I put it in my phone to click and remind me this week to look at that Torah. Because it was on Parshas Toldos. And I put it in my phone. Chesbin, when Toldos is going to be, I said, I got to remember this, see this Torah again, and I have to save it for Parshas Toldos Thursday night to tell it over. So this Torah has been waiting for months. It's a Kli Yakar. But I never learned this Kli Yakar before. Maybe some of the Chever did. I know some have more Bekis in Kli Yakar than myself. But Mamish, I've been waiting that long to get over this Torah. So happy it actually worked. I don't know. Maybe I would have forgotten. Maybe not. I don't know. But I'm telling you, early Sunday, I see clicks on my phone. I'm looking, what is that? I didn't even know what it was. And it says, told us. Yeah, I said, my phone never before told me what that week's parish is. I'm like, you know, and then I start reading. Oh, Moshe. I'm like, oh, I remember. Then I remembered. And then when I saw it, MS, I didn't remember what the Torah was at first. I'm like, what? What is that? Let me see it. I had to find the old Moshe. It's a safer on the 3 weeks. And I put away with those farm. I had to get up on the ladder and find in the back over there. Emma you ready for this Kli Yakar, Chevra? Yara, you ready for this Tzaddik? So Kli Yakar says as follows: Parshas Toldos, Perchav Zayin, Pasuk Mem Aleph. So we all know that Vayistom Esav is Yaakov Abracha Sheberachlo Aviv. Esav is fuming at Yaakov. Esav is fuming at Yaakov. He wanted the brachas so deeply, so dearly. He mamish can't believe that Yaakov came and stole the brachas from him in his life. And he mamish wants to murder him. No, like really. You know, like we say sometimes to people, I want to kill you. That's just like because we're so impulsive and we have our mouth just goes. No one in this room ever wanted to kill anyone. No. No. We just say words. I want to kill you. It's a terrible thing. We shouldn't say it. We shouldn't talk like that. Ever. We should be. But sometimes we lose our cool. It's a problem. Like Esav actually wanted to kill Yaakov. Like not like he said it emotionally. No, no, no. He wanted to kill his brother, his twin. But what does he say? Vayomer Esav belibo. The Torah tells us what he was thinking in his heart. Sounds like Purim. How often you see that? Vayomer Esav belibo. You think Haman, right? We know Haman said belibo. That's why we know there was Ruach HaKodesh. We gotta put this reminder for Purim. There's gotta be a connection. There's gotta be a connection here. Emes is, oh, we gave over last Purim, that this whole story is Purim. Because that was Yaakov dressing up in the costume of Esav. We gave this over. There was a lot of it. It's all Purim. But we didn't make that connection. There's a lot of Purim here. It's all Purim. He listened. We gave, you remember that whole story? We gave all deep connections. Chaver doesn't remember this. It's all dressing in the Gazim, and then he had the besamim, Hadassah. We had a lot here. Okay, anyways, Ichamatul. You remember this Torah? Vada remembers the Torah. Okay, so anyways, Vayomer Esav belivo. Listen to what Esav says in his heart. Yikrevu yemei evel avi. Soon enough, my father, Yikrevu yemei evel avi. Right? My father's going to die. This is what he talks. He's like waiting for his father to die. The Argus Yaakov Achi, I'm going to kill my brother. Oh, Esav, we know. Big kivet of aim. So I want my father to die. No, so Rashi says, Shlo et tzaras abba. He didn't want to pain his father. He doesn't want his father to see that his son died and that he should know his other son killed his son. I'll wait. I'm going to wait till my father dies and I'm going to kill Yaakov. That's Pasha Pshat, right? That's how Rashi explains. You remember this. Even if you weren't Rav Sedra, you remember. Comes the Kli Yoker. Listen to this Kli Yoker. It's for you to walk in at this moment to hear this Kli Yoker. Unbelievable, right? What does the Kli Yoker say, Ace of Men, when he says, I'm waiting for my father to die and then I'll kill Yaakov? So again, Pasha Pshat, I don't want to make my father suffer. Listen to what the Kli Yoker says. Tala hadaver bimei avel. He was hanging the whole idea of killing his brother until his father dies. Why? Lefi sha'avel aser lasok b'torah. Because an avel is not allowed to learn Torah. Ki pekudei Hashem yishar mesam chilev. Because we know Torah is mesam chilev. Torah brings us joy. Torah brings us happiness. Vim came ba avlo vaday lo yasuk b'torah. So if Yitzchak dies, and Yaakov then is going to be in Avelis, he's not going to learn Torah. Vilo yelo dover hamagin alav. He's not going to have the Torah to protect him. And then vaz erges achi. And then I'll be able to kill my brother. You hear what the Kli Yoker says? Not that he was waiting so he doesn't pain his father. He wants his father to die so that his brother can be sitting Shiva. Because if he's not sitting Shiva, Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Alam is learning Torah. I'm never going to be able to kill him because Torah Magin Lanu. Only then will I have the ability to kill him. And he continues, by the way, that's why the Gemara in Brachos says, Avel Sarach Shmira. As Avel needs special Shmira because he can't learn Torah to protect him. Unbelievable. You hear what it really, Mamish, you understood how Torah's magin lanu. But comes along Rav Scheinerman and say for Oil Moshe. And Rav Scheinerman asks, but we're allowed to learn Torah when you're in Avil. You're allowed to learn Hilchas Avelus. You're allowed to learn Echvesnes. You're allowed to learn the Inyanim by Churban Beis Hamikdash. You're allowed to learn certain things. It must be, we know, that type of Torah, which is not Torah that's Mitzam Chalev. It's not a Torah that's a Torah that I'm excited and brings me Simcha and Chashivas. And that Torah, that's a Torah that I do because I have a Chivon to learn a little bit. Because I know I have to be connected to Torah, but it's not Torah of Simchas Alev. It's not Torah of Torasi Magin Lanu. That Torah is, without that is slavas of Torah, it's not going to protect me. That's not Torah that's going to protect me. In fact, the Shibboleh Aleket brings from the Goyinim that on Tisha B'Av, we don't pass him this way, but there's a day that on Tisha B'Av, when you're also allowed to learn all those types of Torah, you say, there's no Birchas HaTorah. There's no Birchas HaTorah, Kodesh Shibboleh Aleket brings from the Goyinim. Because that's the no Birchas HaTorah, the same Shol Baruch Hu Torah Tchila, that caused Chorban Beis Mikdash, because this Torah is not going to protect us. And this Torah is not the Torah of Lishma, and not the Torah that we make a Birchas HaTorah on. And that's what Esav was waiting to kill Yaakov, and then I'm not protected if that's the only Torah that I learn. But if I learn Torah because it's Gishmak, and there's a Slavus, and I love it, and there's a Chashivus, that Torah is always going to be Magin Lanu. And that's the Torah that we need to be learning to rebuild Beis HaMikdash. Why is Torah called Torah Lishma? We don't call anything else Lishma. Why not Torah L'Shem Shemayim? Torah L'Shem Shemayim. You should learn L'Shem Shemayim. Because you could learn L'Shem Shemayim and it's not L'Shma. I'm learning so I know the Halacha. I'm learning so I know what to do. Torah L'Shma is for the sake of the Torah. For the Chashivas of the Torah. We need to learn because I'm connecting to Hashem. Because I love it and I want to connect to the Rabbeinu Shalom. When that's when we really love something, that's what you want. B'shatoyim eslachas, you'll be married. Tzvi's already, Baruch Hashem, he'll understand deeper what I'm about to say. And you're going to be in love with your wife. And have an incredible relationship with your wife. Why are you going to spend time with her? You spend time with her because if you spend time with her, it's achana so that she'll be willing to do your laundry. If you spend time with her, it's achana so she'll cook you a meal. If you spend time with her, ich weiß nicht, you're going to gain something from it, so you know what to. If that's your relationship, Hashem Yirachim, I'll just tell you right now, we might as well go straight to the Beis Din and just call it a day. That's not what marriage can be or should be. You can spend time with your wife because you love your wife, because you appreciate the time you spend with your wife. You can spend time with your wife because it's chashiv, she's chashiv to you. She's chashiv. You love her, you want to get to know her better, you want to spend time with her more. It's exciting to you when you have that opportunity to spend time with your wife. That should be Torah for us. Chatzkam v'kam, every time I learn Torah, I'm spending time with the Eibishter. I'm spending time with his wisdom. I'm giving him a hug, as we always say from the Baal Tanya and Perek Dalet. I'm hugging the Eibishter when I learn Torah. Kishmak! That's what our Torah has to be. And don't say for a second, Chas Hashem, that's not Lishma. These are the famous words. The famous words, the Chevra, I meant to photocopy it. But when I went to the photocopy machine, it wasn't working. So this is what the Rabban Shalom wanted. That's Emes, Emes. I took it to the photocopy machine to give out, to learn this together. So let me read it to you. If you haven't seen this, you need to go make a copy and hang it up on your wall. Who knows what I'm going to read? You know what I'm going to read? From the Agdam of the Eglei Tal. Listen to the Agdam of the Eglei Tal. Umide divrei zocher ezkor mashashamati ksas b'nei adam toin mider chaseichel b'inyan lima tarz akdosha. That there are many people who claim intellectually when it comes to learning Torah, but Amrullah, they say, ki alome ne mechadi chadash mesamech mesanik b'limudo. He said there are some people who claim that when you're mechadish things and you're learning in a way that it's geshmak and enjoyable and pleasure, that's not so lishma. Kamo imhaya lome bipshitus shein lome alimat shum tanik v'urak l'shem shmayim. Better, the highest level of shema, you learn just for the sake of learning and you get no pleasure at it, that means it's for sure l'shem shmayim. That's what people claim. Someone who learns and enjoys it. You're getting benefit from it as well. You're misarev, you're intertwining. He says this is a famous mistake, a grand mistake. Adrabba, just the opposite. Kizei yikr mitzvah limitorah. This is the main mitzvah limitorah. Liyas sos v'sameach u'misaneg belimudo. V'oz divrei Torah nivlon bidmo. If you learn in such a way where it's chashav and gishmak and simcha, and you're dancing when you come up with a chiddush mamish, the Torah is going to be swallowed up into your blood. You're going to live with it. It's going to be who you are. You're going to be a walking Torah. And then after you benefit from it, you'll be clinging to it. You'll be one with Torah. Yisrael kuchibruch v'aisachari. And then it's going to be your shmira, magin lanu, from alaveros beruchni ubegashmi, from churban. He quotes a Zohar HaKadosh that says, by the Yetzer Tov, einu misgadlim ela mitoch simcha. The only way that you're going to make the Yetzer Tov bigger is through simcha. If you're gonna say, but if you enjoy it in your simcha, it takes away from lishma. You're gonna say that that's what makes your yetzer tov get bigger? How could it be? It can't be. It must be. This is the best way to learn. Surely that's the ikar mitzvah. And if someone says, nah, learning for enjoyment is like eating matzah just for because you like the taste, not l'shem mitzvah. But amro la'ilam yasu gadim shalol shema tov shalol shema bal shema. Meaning that even that's good, meaning if you're only doing it for pleasure, but not also the pleasure of the mitzvah, that's true, that's shalol lishma, but that's shalol lishma bal lishma. Avol halomed l'shem mitzvah, you're learning to be mekayim the mitzvah. Umis'aneg b'limudo, and you enjoy and gain pleasure from your learning. Harizel limud lishma, v'kulo kadosh, this is what it means to learn lishma, and it's full of holiness. Ki gam atanug mitzvah, because the pleasure is also mitzvah. From the Akdom of the Heilige Egle Talcha. That's what it is. To learn Torah Lishma. The Ran Dorm says they weren't learning Lishma. That's the Shalom Baruch Hu Torah Tchila. So Chor B'meis HaMingdosh. Because that's Torah that's not Magin Lanu. We need to learn Lishma. B'tanug, B'simcha, B'sasun. That as well. Rav Itzel Petterberger. Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Zeich Etzadik Kashav Baruch Hu. He says, Pshad and Gemar Brachos that we've quoted so many times here. Gemar Brachos Dav Hey. Tells us our whole lives is to defeat and destroy Yetzer Hara. And if we're Matzliach, great. If not, it gives us a three-pronged attack. First step, Yasuk B'Torah, learn Torah. It says if you're Nitzcho Mutav, that works great. If not, say Kriyashma. If that works great. If not, Yasker Yom HaMisa. Mentioned Day of Death, realize I don't have so much time in this world left, I can't defeat my Yetzer Hara. Comes Vitzel Tetzelberger, Vitzel Blazer, and he says, I don't understand. If Torah Magin Lanu. So then I, by for oisek by Torah, zeu, checkmate. Why would I ever come to need Shema? Why would I ever come to need Yaskulayim Amisa? He says, because maybe that's your oisek by Torah, shalol Shema. Your oisek by Torah, like shalol baruch hu Torah tchila. Your oisek by Torah, like an ovel. That Torah is not magin lanu. So you need to take Shema, to remind you what your Torah learning should be. And Yaskula Mamisa to remind you what your Torah learning should be, so that you'll elevate your Torah learning to the proper type of Torah learning that will be Magimon. Thus says Ritzel Paterberger. Chevron, we need to not just learn. Vad, we have to be koevit. Koveh itim l'Torah and l'meilz b'Torah. But it has to be b'simcha, it has to be b'sos, it has to be b'tanug. And how do we do that? How do we make sure that happens? How do we make sure that if we're learning and we don't feel that we can? Because that's something we all struggle with at times. And the question I get, I don't know daily, but definitely weekly a few times, of people are reaching out and I'm learning, but I just don't feel it. You know that line, I just don't feel it. If you just don't feel it, you're definitely not anything we're talking about. Because everything we're talking about is you do feel it. If you don't feel it, you're not reaching that level yet. That will be magin lanu. So how do we feel it? First of all, you have to put your whole being into it. When we learn, whatever time it is, everybody has different amounts of time they can learn, based on our responsibilities, based on what we're holding in our life. But whatever time we are learning, and whether it's just 45 minutes a day or it's 12 hours a day, whatever learning we're doing, it has to be b'chol levav chuchu nafshecha. It has to be with everything you've got. Nothing else exists during that time. Throw your cell phone mamish away. It's beautiful. I started learning with my shir, my current shir in DRS. So we decided we're going to learn extra, voluntary, whoever wants, twice a week, once like late at night, like 10:30, 10:45, 11, for like a half hour, 45 minutes, once at the end of the day when they're all out of class already, could go home at like 5:15 till 6, twice a week, and take a new mesechta, not what we're doing in shir. We'd start a Megillah, and by the end of the year, we'll finish Megillah that way. All voluntary. We started this last week. Today, we've gone already 3 or 4 times. I've had 10 guys every time. 10 guys come. Unbelievable. Baruch Hashem, seniors in DRS. But beautiful, the first week, mamish, we start learning. And you tell the guys, listen, this is all voluntary. No one's forcing you to be here. It's not mandatory. It's beautiful. I'm so excited here. But if we're going to learn, we should be learning the whole time. No batala, no nothing. Otherwise, what do we, you know, this isn't, why'd you come? And right away, one guy goes, he takes his, we're sitting in the base medrash, it's late, it's like 11 o'clock at night, one night last week. He takes his phone and he just throws it away. Like, okay, it's carpeted, the floor in DRS, you remember, Chavar? So he just like throws it under some table like 10 feet away. And then the next guy, all the guys just threw their phones. I said, Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful. So you have to be, because you have to be fully in it. You can't be fully in it if you have a phone in your pocket. You can't be. So you have to be fully in it. We're learning. If you have to have it, you have nowhere to put your phone. You put it on airplane mode for those that half hour, that 45 minutes, that hour, whatever. That 2 hours, 3 hours, depending on who we are, what time. You have to be fully in it and fully in, mommy, your head, your mind, your heart. That's why you say Shema. Everything, I'm in it. You'll see if you start to be fully in it, you'll start to love it. Because who doesn't love having a relationship with Hashem? And you'll get it. It will happen. But also, that's the other thing. You have to realize it's Hashem. Realize you're not learning a chachma, you're not learning a halachic book. You're learning Torah's Hashem. You're learning the wisdom of Hashem. You're learning Hashem's personality. You're learning to connect to Hashem and be one with Hashem. And you have to realize that and think about that. And you'll realize how precious it is, how amazing it is, how chashuv it is. Before you start learning, just say that to yourself. One line. I'm about to learn Torah's Hashem. I'm about to learn Torah. It's Torah C. I'm about to get close to Hashem. Or say to yourself, every time you open up your Gemara, before you start, I'm about to give Hashem a hug. Just remember that. It makes a roish, it makes an imprint. Bez Hashem is Baruch, each and every one of us. We've all been going through difficult times, Klal Yisrael, in the world. We have to be mechakel, Yeshua, be yearning for Geula. Let's realize, if the whole Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, not because of all the other reasons, but ultimately it would have been Magin if they were Baruch Hu Torah Tchila, if they had a Chashivas B'Torah, if they were learning B'Simcha Bracha, like the way we're saying. So if we want to bring Binyan Beis HaMikdash, each and every one of us, let's make sure that not only we're learning, but we should be learning with Ava, with Simcha, with Islavas. We'll be Torah that's Magin, each and every one of us on a personal level, from the Shmutz and the immorality and the Taivas of this world. But protect all of Klal Yisrael. To Zoyche, the Bin Beis HaMikdash, with Tchias HaMeisim, Mashiach Zidkenu, B'mehera B'yameinu. Amen.